enjoy singing, drumming, and spending time in a good environment? Then SFU's Vancity Office of Community Engagement and SFU's Office of Aboriginal Peoples are inviting you to join the singing and drumming workshops. Led by Russell Wallace, a composer, producer, and traditional Lil Wat singer, Salish singing and drumming workshops are free and open to everyone. Join Russell on October 18th, November 22nd, and January 12th from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. at the Goldcorp Center for the Arts, located on 149 West Hastings Street. For more information, visit sfuwoodwards.ca or find Salish Singing and Drumming Workshops on Facebook. Invite your friends.
Good afternoon, you're tuned in to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory here at the University of British Columbia in Canada. My name is Andy Resto, and this program is on every Monday from 3 to 4 p.m. It's called The Burrow. Listening to some Yankee in the background to start things off today from a cassette that they released called Segments. Just two sides of a electronic journey soundscape from Whitney Yoda, one of the people in this band. They're from Calgary. So we're gonna let some of this run and then move on to a new group here in Vancouver called Tulip, who I'm going to have on the program next week. Brand new kind of proto neo-goth band from here in Vancouver, and they've got one song released and it's called Meadow. So that'll be the first thing we hear here on The Burrow, CITR 101.9 FM. Thank you all for listening.
Breathe. 27 minutes. North, 37 degrees, 26 minutes. West, 75 degrees, 53 minutes. North, 36 degrees, 2 minutes. West, 75 degrees, 41 minutes. North, 35 degrees, 43 minutes. West, 89 degrees, 5 minutes. North, 35 degrees, 57 minutes.
got a stack of records here, a stack of records there. I got records scattered all over everywhere, but I'm looking.
Discorder Magazine has been supporting independent music for over 30 years, and it keeps on living by joining efforts with local music supporters such as Vinyl Records. You can find a selection of Vinyl Records' featured albums on the back cover of Discorder and can support your favorite local bands and artists by purchasing their records. For more information on their vast selection of new, used, and rare music, go to vinylrecords.ca.
Are you looking for a volunteer opportunity that fits your schedule? Being a big sister takes less time than you think, and you can choose the volunteer opportunity that fits your life. Spend just 1 hour a week as a study buddy, tutor, or 2 hours a week as a big sister. Check out the various mentoring programs at Big Sisters of BC Lower Mainland and find a volunteer position and a little sister that will suit you to a T. Visit bigsisters.bc.ca for more information today.
Listening to The Burrow on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting as always from unceded Musqueam territories, the University of British Columbia. My name is Andy Resto. I'm the host of the show. It's on every Monday? I think I did. We're listening to some Heather Lee in the background, experimental noise artist. The most bland descriptive words you could think of, experimental noise artists, pretty much just showing you don't know how to describe what you're listening to. It's very, very, it's a cop-out. Anyhow, she's from New York. This is a 12-inch she put out called Jailhouse Rock. I haven't listened to it closely enough to notice whether or not it is in fact a take on the Presley classic. I tend to think it's not. Before this, we heard Puzzlehead, or a piece of Puzzlehead from Vancouver. That was a cover of a song by Roland S. Howard called Shivers. And Puzzlehead and a few other bands put out a tape over the holidays called Angelo Covers His Body with Peanut Butter, and it's a few local bands doing covers as a wonderful holiday gift. Puzzlehead did Roland S. Howard. That was a song, Shivers. Before that was The Wedding Present. New record out from The Wedding Present, Going Going Ellipses. Overall, it's kind of a bland version of what Wedding Present does well. These kind of poppy, disgruntled English songs. But the beginning of the record, the first few songs, are really kind of bizarre and have these like spoken word pieces and really like ambient pieces. And we heard one of those called Greenland, where it's just giving you latitude and longitude throughout the song. Tulip opened everything up. They're a new Vancouver band. Just have one song released called Meadow. The band Tulip, is going to be joining me on the show next week, next Monday, to chat about who they are, how they feel, and bringing music to play. All right. Next set, going to get heavy hard rock music on The Burrow. Uniform is what I've got lined up. They're coming out with a record on Sacred Bones in the near future, end of January, called Wake and Fright. It's going to be their second full-length album. They're a group from New York as well. This song's called Tabloid. Later on in the set, we'll hear some Godflesh and a Vancouver band called Rambone in the Wet Reality. Stay tuned. This is The Burrow on CITR 101.9 FM, and this is Tabloid by Uniform.
Yeah!
Last one was called Black-Boned Angel by Godflesh. Classic, doomy, well, more emotional metal band, heavy metal band, I'd say. From a record from 1994 called Selfless. Godflesh, project of Justin Broderick, who also eventually had a solo act called Yezu. If you've listened to the program before, you know that I was a little bit obsessed with the Yezu Sun Kill Moon album from last year, and it got me into digging into Broderick's discography a little bit. Rambone and the Wet Reality was before that. It's a new local group, local grimy psych music. They dress in costumes with these like devil outfits with capes and tights and stuff. Very wild. Their album's called Destroy Everyone. And we listened to Colorado's Daughter. Uniform from New York opened that set. They have a new record coming out called Wake and Fright. That's one of the songs that you can find online now, released on Sacred Bones Records on January 20th. Very exciting. Still listening to some Heather Lee in the background. Jailhouse Rock. Think about your creative adaptations of the classics. One of the better ones I've heard. That's what I should have brought in. I didn't even think about it. The Residents. The Residents have an amazing cover of I Can't Be Satisfied by the Rolling Stones. And it just evolves into these like shrieks. It's on this gold 7-inch, see-through gold 7-inch, with like a monkey on the cover and speaking in Japanese. Anyhow, that would have been a good tie-in to this Jailhouse Rock by Heather Lee. But here on The Burrow, on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory, we're not that tight. We're not that professional. So I hadn't figured it out before now. What I've got next is a song called Slinty Dance. Slinty, as in, I believe, an adjective for the band Slint, another favorite here on the show. But this is a song from a Vancouver band called Reverter. One of the members of Reverter is now in the band Mittens, M-I-apostrophe-E-N-S. Met her over the weekend, and we were chatting a bit about music. Slint was brought up, mentioned this song, sent me the track, and it's very good. So I'm gonna play this now for you. Slinty Dance by Reverter. Might get some This Mortal Coil in the next set, and a group called Panoply Academy Glee Club. Thank you for listening.
Become a CITR member and make some new friends.
Members get discounts in Kitsilano and around UBC at The Book Warehouse, Stormcrow Ale House, The Australian Boot Company, Fresh's Best Salsa and Company, Banyan Books and Sound, Tapestry Music Limited, Rufus Guitar Shop, Dentry's Irish Grill, the UBC Bookstore, On the French Hair Design, and the Bike Kitchen.
What would we do without our friends?
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Found Borman, the seemingly intentionally subversive B-side to the Falls single on Beggar's Banquet called There's a Ghost in My House, which was just a nice upbeat cover song with a music video and the works, and then the other side is that mess called Half Found Borman and sung primarily by Bricks at the time, Smith. Okay, you're listening to The Burrow on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory. Panoply Academy Glee Club was the song we heard before that. It's a bit of a post-rocky set. Jangly angularity. Okay. This is a split 7-inch. Panoply Academy Glee Club is on one side with this song, Camp Keep the quiet. The other side of it is kind of a random find of mine. A band called A Minor Forest is on the other side, which is a band that I'm a bit of a fan of. And remind me, I always just think of them in the line of bands like Rodan and whatnot, whether or not they're actually connected in any way. In this single that they put out, I'm not sure what year it was put out, but it is called A Benefit for the Midwest Books to Prisoners Project. So when they put this out, every record that was sold went to this project that helped build prison, build prison libraries in the sense of building the actual texts that are in the libraries. Before that was Reverter, an old Vancouver band that has members from what is now Mittens, the group Mittens, a song called Slinty Dance. Mittens, M-I-apostrophe-E-N-S, just put out a new 12-inch called Challenger on local label Kingfisher Blues. Really nice 10-inch with a beautiful bluish-white vinyl. It's very lovely, and it just came out last Friday. To finish things off this week before Jade is on next, as usual, with Little Bit of Soul, I've got some This Mortal Coil lined up. So this week's episode is kind of based on, it was kind of found objects, things that were, I kind of just pooled together that were sitting around in the heap of musical detritus that is my apartment, my bedroom. And I kind of pooled these together, made a couple of different sets. This is a tape that was recently given to me within the last week, and so it had made its way onto this pile of tapes, and it then made its way into my bag to come here to CITR. This is the second This Mortal Coil release called Blood, and if you're unaware of the idea behind This Mortal Coil, is this cooperative project started by Evo, the person who helped start and ran 4AD Records, and would make these projects, This Mortal Coil. He'd get a lot of the artists that are making records for the label and would have them collaborate and do cover songs. They're all covers of very obscure tracks. So this is from Blood, and it's a song called Andialu, A-N-D-I-A-L-U. And that'll close things off this week on The Barrel. Thank you all for listening. Next week on the show, we'll have the band Tulip join me in the studio. Jade, up next, Little Bit of Soul.